Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were taught that there is no work that a man or a woman, boy or girl, can do that would equal the full payment that Jesus made to redeem us from our sins. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
There's no work that would be worthy that you and I could do that would equal the in full payment he made. And that shows us our own individual sin deserved what was outpoured upon Christ. Is there a work that I could do that would equal the wrath that needs to be poured out on sin? You see, the Bible says that he created hell for the devil and his angels. Think of Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That everlasting fire. That everlasting fire. Think of that. It's everlasting because the one in hell doesn't cease to exist. And it was for the devil. Now, the devil in Revelation chapter 20 will be chained in hell for about 1,000 years and then be released. But then there's that final casting into hell, to the lake of fire, where he'll never escape again. He'll never be allowed out again. He will not cease to exist. He'll be tormented day and night. The torment in hell, I think, is the greatest for Satan and his angels. And the torment in hell for man that is there is very great. But it's even going to be greater for Satan and his angels. Satan and his angels aren't going to do the tormenting in hell. It is so bad, they are tormented by it. Do you remember Revelation chapter 20, verse 6? It says, Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, this is talking about the end of the tribulation, when Jesus has come back and set up the kingdom on earth, and the rapture had taken place at least 7 years earlier, but then we see also that people that were killed for the name of Christ and for the word of God during tribulation are caught up as well. And there's that 1,000-year reign. The second death hath no power. Now, to have a second death, there must have been a first death. Again, death does not mean ceasing to exist. It never has. No, it doesn't mean ceasing to exist. No, and 1,000 times no, it doesn't mean that. It is separation. Separated from God. You know, you were born into this world receiving from your parents, that they received from their parents, that they received from their parents. It goes all the way back to Adam, okay? Born into this world dead. You were born dead. In other words, separated from God. You were born needing a Savior. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. A person who does not receive Christ will one day be there forever. And then that'll be the second death. But the first death came with Adam and Eve, which we inherit. But I also want to say this. Even though Satan is let out of there for a time, he will be back in. So we see from that something here I want to go into that is looking at the doctrine of Satan. A lot of times we speak on hell, and hell is a real place. It is a real place prepared for the devil and his angels, as we read. But if you would, write it down, and so you can look at it. If you don't have your Bible right with you right now, go back and look at it. I'm going to read these verses, and this is the doctrine of God's Word. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 13 through 17. Because I want you to see from what Satan fell. Now, before I go any further, people ask, well, do you believe that if a baby dies, it goes to hell? I actually had sat in a room where there was a man teaching, and he said, if a baby dies, he goes to hell, unless that baby has received Christ as its Savior. Okay, I believe in an age of accountability, and I believe that through the Bible we have an answer to that. David's little baby died too, and he says, he's not going to come back to me. I'm going to go to him. So how can he go to a baby if that baby is not saved? He won't be in the same place with that baby, because David was saved. We know that. That baby would come back. That baby wasn't saved because David was saved or Bathsheba. No. He was saved because he was born, had not yet known that he needed a Savior. Now, some people don't know they need a Savior because they were never told. But a baby doesn't have the capacity to understand that. And so they die. I believe they go to heaven. That is my belief, and I won't back off of that. Now, so we see this doctrine of Satan in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 13 through 17. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, and the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. Now just think, we have today what they call Tinseltown, Las Vegas, Hollywood, somewhat the same thing. And Tinseltown, we think of all the jewelry, but we also think with that of all the sin associated with those places. Satan was over all the jewelry of heaven. But you see, Satan corrupts. So that which would appeal, he makes appeal to the flesh that he might bring about sin and corruption. He goes on and says, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. The tabrets? The pipes? His work, they were Satan's workmanship, and is prepared in him in the day that he was created to be able to do that. See, those speak of musical instruments. Satan was over both the jewelry and the music of heaven before his fall. But when he fell, he corrupts. He corrupts. And he corrupts the world with jewelry and music. He wants to corrupt the music of a church with the world's beat that appeals to the flesh. Some of that beat would be used in strip clubs that they're using, the so-called Christian. So I just call it religious. I don't call it Christian as hard. You know, they call it CCM, Contemporary Christian Music. I think it's better to call it CRM, contemporary religious music because it's not Christian. It's not Christ-like. The Bible shows us that's the opposite of Christ-like. Therefore, it is sin, just like it's sin with the devil. And so, it's something that corrupts, appeals to the flesh, and begins to put the flesh forward instead of the Spirit of God. When have you been in a serious time in your life? Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's a sick child. Maybe it's a threat. Maybe it was some other kind of a thing. And the Lord brought some of those old hymns of the faith, and they comforted you. A mighty God is a fortress. He's a fortress. And boy, those words came to your mind of our fortress. You were so down and you got saved, and sometimes things come back to remind you of the past and you say, oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Just like Paul there said in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, oh, wretched man that I am. And you've been there, but oh, he saved me. Maybe it's a how great thou art. But I found often that people in hospitals and sickness have found that those hymns brought peace because they're based on the Word of God. And it wasn't a beat. It was a melody of the hymn that drove it home to their heart. So, we see that that happens. Now, I want you to listen to the breakdown of verse 14 here of Ezekiel 28, verses 13 through 17. We just read verse 13. Now, here's verse 14. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. God says to Satan, you are the anointed cherub, and I've set thee so. Satan alone covered the heavenly seat of God the Father, a seat that he gave unto him that was the highest position of all angels in heaven, the greater authority over them. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. No other angel had that blessing. No other angel, not even Michael the archangel or Gabriel. The stones of fire makes me think of our God. The Bible says that he is a consuming fire.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.